Hi everyone, welcome back. We are back and we are going to be working on the field of amplification. Let me turn the computer a little bit here. And I did want to read some of the comments that had come in. And how was that? Was it a good break for you? It was just the perfect time to take a break, wasn't it? Okay, so let's see. I think I have to do something here. One sec. There we go. Then it comes up. Okay, and we confirmed that there'll be MP3s. So at the end of each day, we'll send to our sound guy. Now, Keith is not a fast turnaround guy, but within a couple weeks of the class being done, we'll also have MP3s of every day. And they'll probably be like an hour each. So we'll get that taken care of for you guys. And then let's see. That was Jyoti. And then Alex, that would be amazing. Voice and, okay, good. And then Deb, yes. In my teaching and believing, there really is nothing to be healed, only divine truth to be revealed. Beautiful. So we're activating the divine blueprint. Absolutely. That's what we're doing. And Jyoti, so much more expansive. Wonderful. Yes. What is the name of your app? The app is called the Q5. Q5. Quantum shift in 5 minutes. That's what the app is called. And yes, 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 health activator, great. And Elizabeth, in the quantum field, we are molding in God's clay, it seems to me. I agree with you, exactly. And we're really taking charge, which we're meant to. We're meant to be powerful beyond measure. So this is our opportunity to actually experience that. And Heather, love your story, so amazing and inspiring. Thank you, Heather. And Deb, our life experiences are very similar. I intend to learn your teachings, techniques to activate the divine blueprint, perfect health in my own physical body, use these techniques to assist others. Beautiful, Deb. And angels are messengers. Julie Renee, that's you. Thank you. This is so moving and beautiful sharing. Thank you, Crystal. Receiving so much, being downloaded, transmitting info. Anyone else feeling something viscerally? Beautiful, Deb. Yes, in my head and my skin. Charlotte, are all these planets inhabited by humans blue? No, they're not. And will the Q5 work on an Android? Yes, it will. We had it set up for all the different phones. So I think it's sold on Google Play and Apple, in the Apple Store. It's a few different, I don't know, they did maybe five different techniques, or not techniques, five different applications. That's the word. Okay, so I got to all of those. Thank you. Yeah, it was a really fun last section. So we're going to now kind of pull things together, and we're going to start looking at the field of amplification. And it was such a perfect segue to go from the blueprint, from kinesiology to quantum pump to the quantum field, and then to the blueprint. Now we're going to go into amplification. So we're going to really take a look at amplification. I've got a few PowerPoint slides I want to show you. So we're going to switch from me smiling at you. I love you. I'll be back in a little bit. And I'm going to spend some time on some slides now. So let's do the screen share, and there we go. Okay, so, sorry about that, I think there was a 5 minute break message on there. Okay, so how everything works, the quantum activations, and we're going to work to really understand today the first three aspects. We're going to go through all of them in the next segment, all of the different things that we clear. Understand that we have a whole day dedicated to the DNA clearing, so we won't really be touching DNA and telomeres and that kind of stuff today, but we'll at least look at it. And in amplification, we'll look at everything, but we'll only be clearing the things in the amplification that aren't related to, like, spiritual parasites. So you're going to see how everything, where everything falls, and then we'll address the things as they come up. The spiritual parasites, we have a whole day on that. So here we go. In the field of amplification, for the things that we clear, understand that there are wonderful things in amplification. And if you can think about amplification as really the law of attraction, it's whatever you focus on expands, so that's one thing. But then there's all these things in the field of amplification that we're going to be clearing. So the first thing that we clear are Lucifer stops in amplification. And Lucifer stops are exactly what it sounds like. There was an archangel named Lucifer who really helped the Supreme Being. You know, you hear the story about Lucifer sitting at the right hand of the Father and fell from grace. And so Lucifer dropped into, a darker realm or whatever, messed with the blueprint. And so there are stops. And sometimes when you clear everything and you regenerate things and the person is not getting better, it's because they are affected or influenced by a Lucifer stop. It's basically something in their individuated blueprint, their individual blueprint, that is just preventing them from releasing. And the interesting thing is the Lucifer stops clear really fast. So it's just a stop. When you remove it, it's kind of like a doorstop. So you can think of it like a doorstop. You just want to quantum pump it. It typically moves in 60 seconds to 5 minutes. It doesn't take very long to clear a Lucifer stop. You think, oh, this is a big, nasty one, but not really. And Lucifer stops will be in one, in terms of, like, the number, it'll be like one if you're clearing something from some area. Whereas soul contracts, you might have billions. Now, it might actually surprise you, but soul contracts are actually contracts with, like, Satan or the dark forces. And so we have these contracts that are in place, and maybe at some point we had said, oh, I'm willing to visit this, and then in the field of amplification it got to be billions, so it got amplified. And what I think is happening when I look, I think it's being amplified by the media that we have now, like the news and all the ways that things come in, so TV and movies. And if you have, like, you go to an action movie that has a lot of bang bang shoot 'em up stuff, I believe that soul contracts get really amplified because the body doesn't really understand that it's not going through whatever you're doing in the movie. So the soul contracts amplify, you know, when you're watching the news and people are getting killed or gunned down or there's a earthquake or a tsunami or whatever, those kinds of things stimulate more soul contracts. And then demonic curses, evil spirit curses, and satanic curses. And demonic curses are just that. They're demonic from the lower realms of the angelic realm. The demons and angels are in the same realm. And so that's the dark, you know, the yang or the darkness, not necessarily the yang, but the dark side of the angelic realm. Evil spirit curses have a unique flavor to them in that they're actually created from people who have bodies typically. And when we talk about evil spirit curses, we're talking about things that are deliberately put on you, like a curse that was deliberately put on you. And I would say, well, think about, like, the, you know, somebody who's putting a curse on you and they have a chicken bone and a feather and a frog leg and some, you know, toad blood or who knows what. But they're actually consciously, you know, doing, whether it's witchcraft or it's voodoo or whatever, some actual, you know, evil spirit curse. So something, a curse from somebody that's been amplified somehow. And then satanic curses. And satanic curses I see as kind of into group mind stuff, like it gets amplified by a miasm, which is group mind virus. But it isn't necessarily a satanic curse on one individual person, but it affects the person because it's part of your group. Okay, so those are the first and main things in amplification. Let's see, we also have cycles. And cycles are an interesting situation. Cycles are, say, for example, you practiced something where you did ceremony every full moon in a past life. And in this life, every full moon, you're wide awake. You don't know why, but the lights are on, and you are very aware that the moon is full. That's a cycle. You know, cycles can be every August you were assaulted in August, so every August you have a negative experience. A cycle it's something that is exactly what it says. It's related to something that's cyclic and comes around, whether it's yearly or monthly or weekly or whatever. It's like a little clock that, oh, we're going to revisit this again. Oh, we're going to revisit again. And you can clear cycles. So it's something that is, you know, it's like making the circle, and you get around the circle, and there you are back in the cycle. So you can clear that. Timelines are different than cycles, and let me give you a little sophistication on timelines. Timelines, if you could imagine a timeline out behind you and out in front of you, or out behind your client and in front of your client. But let's look at you, so out in front of you and behind you. And the timeline can go till, you know, out behind you from your birth, or it can go out behind you from all your lifetimes. And then in front of you, you have this timeline, and it goes out to the end of your life or beyond that, the, you know, continuation of your life. And you can have a spiritual timeline, emotional timeline, you can have a physical timeline. And there might be, for example, from another life. At age 40, you get cancer and struggle. And you've done that in other lifetimes, and now it's on your timeline because you want to come around and you want to solve it this lifetime. It shows up. It's almost like karma, and karma is the next one. But here it is. It's showing up again, the same thing. I worked with a woman who had difficulties with walking every single life, and it'd be on her timeline, and she'd lose her ability, whether it was her legs were broken or she became quadriplegic or paraplegic or she had MS or whatever it was. Every lifetime she lost her legs at a certain time on the timeline. And so by removing it from the timeline, you remove that information, it never plays out again. So I will take questions on these when we get through them all. Karma is typically with another person, but you could have karma with a group. So that would be something that was left unfinished, typically from another life. We're developing karma with other people in this lifetime if you've had something unresolved. For example, maybe, you know, you were raised by parents who weren't particularly loving, and you have made a decision that you don't want to do another lifetime with them, so you want to complete your karma. So you clear the karma with them and then just put a lot of love and appreciation and support in the space as they're elderly and they're sick and they're having their problems. And you let go of any responsibility that they owe you something. And you become that being of light that is love beyond whatever the circumstances were. You become authentically yourself, your God self with them, and love them. I think with karma, with family members, if you can understand that there's wise elder wisdom and love wisdom available, you are going to create such a life of freedom and expansiveness as you clear the karma and clear, really, you holding people responsible. We will be doing a whole day on karma clearing. So we're not going to go into great detail on karma, but I just wanted to show you that it is in the field of amplification. Okay, I'm going to just read through these. We have, I believe it's day 3, we go through spiritual parasites, but Satanic or dark energy, that would be something very important to clear, and we'll work on that today. Satanic or dark energy typically is in the body. And then the next section really comes down to spiritual parasites, which will be on a separate day. Ghosts either dead or in a body, but also occupying you. So you could have somebody who's really dominating you, like an abusive husband or something like that, and you feel that their spirit is kind of like with you. They know everything you do. Evil spirits without bodies, demons, which come from the angelic realm, transmortals, which come from the, well, I hate to say, you know, they come from the angelic realm, but from that same realm, the demonic angelic realm. And so do transmortals. Those come from the same place. Aliens, and there are 8 types of aliens. We don't really identify the aliens. And one of them I just want to mention is spiders and snakes, which are relatively harmless. They just kind of hide in people's bodies, and they don't have any intention to hurt you. They just skulk around. Entities tend to be like an anthill or a whole grouping of something. So wormholes, they're related to transmortals. Mechanisms, including embedding, they're associated with aliens. Seeds and implants are associated with aliens. So in the field of amplification, what we're going to work on today, I'm just going to shift this around just a tiny bit. We're going to put this over here. Let's see, let's put this, actually I think this would be a better place. There we go. And then we'll leave that there, and karma, there we go. Okay, good. So we're going to be working on this side, under amplification. These are the things we're going to be working on today. I will take questions, if there are any questions, on the field of amplification. Okay. Okay, so I'll just wait a minute because I want you to really feel like you have a chance to ask whatever questions you'd like to ask right now. So on amplification, any clarity, clarification, go ahead and type in the chat box. Oh, okay. Jyoti, once cleared, how do we stay clear? Thank you. With the amplification, you're just going to be able to clear yourself every day. Staying clear is doing the meditations in the quantum field twice a day. That's really it. But once you're cleared, they don't actually come back at any kind of volume. You're clearing lifetimes and lifetimes. You're clearing billions. And when you go back to look 6 months later, you might see 10 or 20 or whatever, and you can clear them again. But it won't be things returning. It'll be new things coming in. So once you've cleared stuff, it's cleared for good. And then, like I said, you might add some new things, but you're... yeah. Okay. And I get a request from someone who can't read it. That probably has to do with the size of your computer, Heather. So let me see here. Okay, so that I hope that answers that. Okay. You guys, I'm happy to give you this PowerPoint at the end of the day. Would you like that? We could send that out to you. That might be helpful so that you have it all together in one place. Yes, please. Okay, good. Any other questions on amplification? I had identified this for my my Emerald students. We, like, where did everything fall in to place? Because when you start clearing, you're clearing amplification, but then there's the karma clearing, or there's the spiritual parasites. And so what I did was I just identified what field everything was in, so, or what realm everything was in, so that in the future you'd have a checklist. Okay, so I get a yes please from a few of you, so we will send out this PowerPoint for you to have as a reference after the class today. So what will happen is it will go out when we send out the link to the video. So whenever the video link goes out, you'll get this PowerPoint too. You're welcome, Heather. Okay, and I did put the things we are clearing into the chat box too. Yes, would love the PowerPoint. It's awesome. Okay, cool. That's from Elizabeth. Okay, so we're going to move into, if there were no questions on amplification, we'll move into the next area of clearing, which is perception. And if you remember, perception is actually the first part of the blueprint, right? It's actually not considered a realm per se. It's considered the first part of the blueprint. Perception is the word or the thought forms that were forming before there was spirit. And perception, in so many ways, is just so great. Okay, Jyoti, I got a question. Let's see. On the new things, which could be found in the next year, what would mostly oming from? Coming from, I'll betcha. Well, we're going to talk about group mind and group mind virus next, Jyoti. So new things could be in any of those categories. That's why you would check. You're going to see as we progress during the day a little bit more about how it works. So we're giving you all the details, and then we're going to have a couple hours, at least maybe 2.5 hours of clearing. Okay, Crystal, just a thought on amplification or clearing on karma. Is this something we do once or permanently with, please, so more a lifelong process? So to speak, ain't read up on karma or too informed, forgive me. Okay, karma clearing you do one time and it's over. And we're going to spend a day, one whole day, on relationships and karma clearing. So don't worry about karma clearing. You'll learn all about it in the karma clearing day. When you clear something from amplification, it's permanently cleared. You can go back and check, and you may have, 6 months later, you may have 10 things or one thing in something that you've cleared, that it'll be something new that you've put in there, or it's gotten in there because of an interaction, and you just clear it. You just pump it, and it's gone in like a second. It's really not a real big deal. The reason that we have billions is because you haven't cleared for lifetimes. So that would be the first time through. It would be a whole lot of stuff. Okay. All right. And then Charlotte said thanks. And Crystal, to everybody, just a thought on amplification or clearing on karma. Is this something we do or permanently with, I don't know what PPL, also is more of a lifelong process? Okay, and I think I answered that. It is, you permanently clear it, but then you might collect some new stuff along the way. People. Oh, PPL is people. Thank you. Okay, very good. PPL is people. Okay. All right, kids, we're ready to move on? So what I started to talk about was in the field of perception, we look at perception as really so wonderful, and there are so many wonderful things in perception, all these thought forms that are really working for you in an amazing way. And then we have some things that don't work for you so well. And those things are the things we clear. But understand that perception, in so many ways, there are all these thought forms about love and compassion and interaction and intimacy and wealth and success and all those good thought forms you have, they work for you. They really work for you. So you're not, you know, you're not just clearing the whole field of perception. You're just clearing a few things in the field of perception that are the things that really don't work for you. Okay, so group mind is a meme. Group mind virus is a miasm. So group mind would be a whole group, you know, really thinking a particular thing that might not be terrible, but might not be particularly supportive of you getting well. I think it's funny because it'll fall into a few categories. Let me just check this. So group mind on like an example, adrenals can't heal. Now medical science has tried to restore adrenals, and they have come to the conclusion that they can't be restored. So everything that's written about adrenals is once they failed, they're gone, and you live the rest of your life without functioning adrenals. So that would be group mind virus, right? Or group mind, which would it be? Probably both, because you have a whole group, Western medicine, so that's a group mind virus, you know, propitiating something that's not true. But it would be both. It would be group mind and group mind virus. But it would also be atheist thought forms. And let's come down to atheist thought forms, number 5 on the list. And atheist thought forms are the thought forms, I can't heal, or not believing that the body is regenerative. And so then we have the can't heal is part of the problem. If somebody cursed you and wished that you would stop being so energized, I'm so tired of you being an energizer bunny, I can't stand it anymore, and they curse you, that might be a problem that you needed to deal with and clear in adrenal healing. And black magic, things that you say to yourself, I feel tired and weary all the time, I know my adrenals are shot. That would be black magic. So it's kind of like putting a curse on yourself. And then trauma from a past life or this life. So say you had adrenals fail in another life, and now it's showing up, it's reminding you, it's showing up emotionally or physically, it's showing up for you. That would be something potentially you'd have to clear. You could have a cycle that every time you overwork, your adrenals go down, so that you might need to clear this cycle. And timeline, like we said, if it was a past life, something that was set to go off again in this life, you might be affected by that with your adrenals. And then the etheric body is the energetic body. And I don't know if that would be related to adrenals failing. I don't see a relationship. But that's kind of an example. So you're clearing your adrenals failing, and you can see how, gosh, there might be something in all of those things. Okay, so I'd love to hear any questions you have on this next area that we clear. So we're going to clear amplification, and then we're going to clear perception. So anybody have questions on the area in perception? Thank you. Okay, I'm not seeing any questions. Normally there would be some, so I'm feeling like maybe I've just kind of overwhelmed you with intellectual information. We're going to be pumping pretty soon. So, but maybe we're all good. I'll give it another few seconds and then we'll go on to the next area. Oh, here comes something. Alex. I'm still a little confused on a meme or a miasm. Thank you. Great. So a meme is a group mind thought. So my adrenals can't heal. My adrenals can't heal would be black magic. Adrenals can't heal based on Western medicine, and all doctors think adrenals can't heal. That would be a group mind agreement. Or I think about group mind virus, an extreme of that would be Hitler. He influenced a lot of Germans and other people, that people who were Jewish or people who were African or dark-skinned or Jewish weren't human or weren't part of, you know, the elite group that deserved to live. So that would be a group mind virus, where it was really a toxic kind of agreement. It's a virus. A miasm was originally defined, I believe it was in the 1700s, by a homeopathic doctor. And he didn't define it as a mind issue, but rather kind of an agreement, a body agreement, that the body would match other bodies, cell-to-cell communication. And I've defined the group mind process here, the group mind virus, as a miasm. So we just take it into the next level. Is that helpful? Oh, good, Elizabeth. I'm glad you're understanding. The etheric body is like the chakras, meridians, rings, right? No, that's the energetic body, Heather. The etheric body is, if you can think about it more like the emotional body, I think you'd be closer to on track with that. Like the emotional, yeah. A word that you could use is emotional. So like the emotional body. I'll put that in there so that'll be a little. Okay, that'll be a little tickler to remind you that it's more like that. Timeline. Yeah, I can definitely go over timelines too. Thank you. Thank you. This is what I wanted. I wanted to interact. So a timeline is out behind you and out in front of you. And I say there's kind of like little time bombs that are set to go off at different phases in your life. And you can actually get them before they go off. You can remove them. So you could look at, for example, for a person like myself who's had multiple cancers, do I have cancer on my timeline in the future? And then I could test with muscle testing. I could go 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. Do I have cancer as a time bomb on my timeline in the future? And I get a no. And I would get a no also because I've cleared the cancer from my DNA, so it doesn't exist in my DNA. But I could look at something that maybe I haven't cleared yet, because I occasionally will have lung issues. I got pneumonia many years ago, not many, like 7, 8 years ago. And pneumonia is really having a right to exist or take up space. And born autistic, and really, there were a lot of ways where I was very abused as a child, and then I had all the problems. So it would make sense to me that I would have lung issues, having a right to take up space. So this probably, we will find something on my timeline. So am I set to have a lung issue in the next week, in the next month, in the next year? So I get a yes. I'm set to have a lung issue in the next year. And then is it also part of cycles? So I get that it's part of cycles and timelines. So then what we do, let me just show you my phase. So if you're testing and you have that you're going to have a lung issue in the next year, and that it comes in on cycles, and it comes in on your timeline, so I'm getting a yes on both of them, then you would pump it clear. And for timelines and DNA, you can do this pump, which is the standard pump, or you can do the side-to-side pump, the side-to-side pump. So that's a new technique I'm showing you now, the side-to-side pump. And we do that with timelines and also with DNA. So you go, basically you're kind of going across your shoulder, about shoulder height, your elbow, I'll back up so you can see me a little better. Your elbow is down at, like here, waist level, and you're just going across like that. And so you clear your timeline. So if anybody has, let's see, six of you have stuff with lungs on your timeline, let's go ahead and clear from the timeline and cycles. Let's go ahead and clear that off. Okay, so we got it off, we got the lung issue off the timeline and the cycle. So I think that that's helpful. I think if you have something that kind of recurs, and it might recur stimulated from stress or from some particular thing that happens, I moved and there was so much stress from the move and from what was going on in the business and the amount of commitments I had made everywhere to everybody, that I got pneumonia. And it was short-lived because I've cleared it out of a lot of different areas. I've cleared soul contracts. I don't think I have soul contracts anymore on pneumonia. I don't. Cleared it out of my body. But there were things that I didn't clear, like cycles and timelines. And it was short-lived. I had it for like 3 or 4 weeks. It was unpleasant, but it didn't go to the doctor. My students who were here, the Ruby students, saw me with pneumonia, which is not fun. So you want to just, I have, for the very first time ever, I just did this about a month ago, defined everything that you can possibly clear. And there might be a few things missing, but probably not much. So you want to clear everything I give you, the whole list of stuff. Okay. I see some comments came in. Okay. So we can clear lung issues then. My mom and grandmother molded of emphysema, and I almost died, blood clots in my lungs. Yes, we'll do some soul contract clearings. Soul contract clearings. We'll do some complete clearings today. If we want to, we can add lungs to the list of things that we do today. So understand all week long we're going to do clearings and regenerations, and it's going to be fantastic. So definitely we could do lungs. Was going to ask on that, so we know what hand movement. I hope we get that. Fabulous. Okay, let's see here. Yep, so each time I'm teaching you something, I'll show you the hand movement, so if it's different than the main one. Understand that you can always use just the regular quantum pump for every single thing, but there'll be some that hand movements that'll be a little bit more effective, but they'll all work. They'll all work with just the regular right hand pumping, just this one. Yeah. Okay. For the full view, it helped me see you pump. Oh, good. Okay. When you're working on yourself or someone else, do you know how long to clear? Yeah, you just muscle test. Eventually, you're going to actually be sensitive, and you're going to just feel it in your body, and then you're going to test, and you're going to be clear. So you muscle test. Okay, so we will add, so lungs will be one of the things that we clear once we get through the training part that we're doing right now. And then cancer, Victor, can you clear this from the timeline? Yeah, you can clear it from the timeline, Dana, but you want to clear it from everything, so especially the DNA. And why I would test that I'm never going to have cancer anymore and it wouldn't show up on my timeline even though I didn't clear it from my timeline is that I removed it from my DNA. And when you remove it from your DNA and you remove the any soul contracts or curses around cancer, there's no possibility of it reappearing in this life or any other life, I think. Well, you'd still have to clear it from the DNA in a future life. But if you've cleared all the other things, like why do some people have programs in DNA and they never get activated and some get activated? And I think that if you really clean house, even if you in another life have a family that has cancer but you've cleaned house and there's no other programs besides in the DNA, it's very unlikely that that DNA would ever get activated because there was nothing stimulating it. Okay. Oh, good. I'm so glad, Heather. I'm really thrilled that you're in the class for the second time. I think you've learned so much more the second time through. It's really remarkable. So there are three of us, of the 20 students, there are three of us, three returning students. So really wonderful. Okay, and can you clear allergies? Sure, that's from amplification and perception. Yes, I mean, that would be an investigation. We can put that down on the list. So we do lungs and allergies. Allergies is a whole bunch of stuff, so depends on what kind of allergies it is. Please add eyes to the list. Thank you. We will be doing vision. That comes on the regeneration day, so we won't do that today. Vision and digestion come on the regeneration day. Okay. I think we're through, so we're going to go back to our little slideshow. All right, so we've gone through all of perception, and the next area that we're going to clear is emotions. This guy is showing all of the faces possible for emotions. So what we clear in emotions are the emotional thought forms, the emotional body, the etheric body, or what we talked about as the emotional body. So they're very similar. They're not exactly the same, but very similar. The emotional brain, so that would be the brain too, with the amygdala. In meditation, when we clear emotions, we're clearing emotions out of the center of the head. In the body, if we were looking for things where emotions are stored, they can be anywhere in the body, but where mainly they are heart, pancreas, and ovaries is where we find a lot of the emotional clearings, but they can be anywhere. In emotions in this field, shared energy, so if you have energy in someone's body or they have energy in yours, cords, you know, like there's cords running between you and your mother or your sister or brother, something like that, your husband. Contracts, those are typically things that are in writing, that you've made a contract with somebody and now they're divorced you or whatever, and you still have that contract in place. We have to clear those. Agreements, those would be verbal agreements like, honey, when we're 80, let's celebrate our honeymoon, you know, our second honeymoon. And then you divorce or he dies or something, you want to clear those agreements. Karma, which is things that are unfinished from other lives typically. And then cycles can be in emotions, and timelines can be in emotions, and ghosts can be in emotions. What we're going to work on today when we're doing clearings is literally emotional thought forms, emotional body, etheric body, emotional brain. That's the four things we'll be working on today. And then the things, shared energy, cords, contracts, agreements, this stuff we'll be working on in the karma clearing day. Ghosts will be working in the spiritual parasite day. And we'll be touching on this when it comes up in a specific clearing. We're going to go all the way through the clearings, even though we're not necessarily going to be doing the DNA stuff today. But let's go ahead and take a look at it anyway. Before we move out of emotions, are there any questions, especially on these top ones here? So emotional thought forms, emotional body, etheric body, emotional brain. These are the ones we're going to be working with today. So any questions on clearing emotions? Oh, good. I'm so happy, Crystal, that you're really enjoying the information. That's great. Digestion, we do on the regeneration day, Elise. Elise is another one of our returning students. Yay. So we'll be doing digestion on the regeneration day. Okay, any questions on emotions? I'll just wait a minute because I know there's a little time delay. Just to clarify, 3E thought, E body, sphere, brain found in the three main areas. I don't quite understand the question, but I think you're asking me where in the physical body the emotions can be stored or where we can remove the harmful emotions from. The emotional brain up above the heart, the pancreas, and the ovaries tend to be where emotions are stored, but like I said, there are emotions in any part of the body. So liver would be anger, you know, resentment. Bladder would be being pissed off. The heart would be like heartbreak. The pancreas, maybe not being able to receive ongoingly, be able to receive love or give love. People who have pancreatic problems tend to be able to give love but not receive love. The ovaries are in here because, ladies, we heal from our ovaries, and so that's a way that we love people. But it can get really congested with other people's energy and sick energy if we're doing healings and we're not clearing out. So I hope that clarifies. I didn't really understand that. Do we clear emotions and all of these things clear with them? No, we clear the specific things we're clearing. That's why I've identified them. But so when you clear emotions, you're going to clear this list: emotional thought forms, emotional body, etheric body, and emotional brain. I put these things in here because these are part of the karma clearing, and they do fall under emotions. I put this here because this is where you'd be clearing emotions when you're doing meditation. We always clear the center of the head. I put these here because if you're working on the physical body and you're doing regeneration, you will be clearing emotions as you regenerate. And this ghost can occupy the body, and then you're sharing the emotions of the person who is in your body with you, the ghost. So whether they're a person who has a body and is very dominant, they might appear as a ghost, or you are, you know, someone like your grandpa or your husband died and they've jumped in your body.
you can sometimes pick up on their emotions. When we're doing the emotional clearing, we're clearing these top four. Okay. Okay, I think we've gotten to all the questions that have come up. I love you guys asking questions because it helps me to help you really understand things better, and I want you to really comprehend what we are up to when we're doing things. There's a lot. We're doing a lot. Okay, we're just going to look at this. Like I said, we're not going to be clearing DNA today. But when we clear this area DNA bloodline, we're clearing the DNA. We might be doing DNA repair, and we'll be talking about that on the DNA day. DNA resets, and clearing DNA resets is vital, very, very important. So when you go to sleep at night, you've cleared your DNA of cancer, and you go to sleep at night, your spirit leaves your body and goes out and has another life, you know, and then you come back in the morning, your spirit comes back into your body, and your body wakes up. Well, the DNA resets to the old program. So if you haven't cleared the reset, just like the computer, you shut the computer off at night, come back, turn it on in the morning, and even if it's had problems, it'll reboot and it'll come back functioning. So it'll come back functioning with the old programs. So what we have to do is we have to get into the DNA, remove the reset that would take it down to like cancer DNA in the program, so that it can never show up again. So that's what we do. That's a kind of a second step in the DNA clearing. And then a third thing that can be done, we don't always do that, and certainly not necessarily with clearings, because DNA expansion would be in regeneration, is the telomere expansion. So these little telomeres, these little threads, can break off or become very short. And when they become short is our aging process. So we can expand those to be full telomeres. That's in an advanced training that we do in the Emerald training. But understand that it can be done, that these little strands that shrink up can be expanded back out. Clearing DNA is also important to clear DNA from transplants or transfusions. So you would have an intention that if a person has had a transfusion or had a transplant, that they will be experiencing DNA from the person who donated the organ or the skin tissue or whatever it was. So they're going to have shared DNA. So you want to clear the DNA from the transplant or transfusion also. And then bloodline. And the bloodline has to do with actually the blood that is running through your veins and clan, and so what comes down from the bloodline. And you'll know that there are different nationalities or countries or nations or whatever, that bloodline is very, very important. I think bloodline was extremely important in the Bible, where they trace the female bloodline all the way to from David to Jesus' birth and Mary and all that. So understand that there's a lot of information that comes down from bloodlines also. And so we clear any negative information that would come from the clan. For example, you're born to a bloodline that is head down, they're the servants or the worker bees, but you want to be a leader, you might have to clear that out of the bloodline area of your blueprint. Okay. I think. All right. I think we've gone far enough on this one. Let's go back to the DNA slide. We'll be getting to these advanced slides in another day. The cell regeneration, you know, those kinds of things we'll go to on another day. So let's see. Any questions on DNA and bloodline? And like I said, we won't be doing clearings on those today, but we will be doing a whole day on them later.
Okay. Crystal, is it just me, or sometimes the PowerPoint slides or quality turns unclear or too fuzzy? That might just have to do with the speed of your internet connection. Sometimes the speed might slow down because there's so many people on your internet connection. I don't know. The worker bee analogy speaks to me lots from my bloodline. Okay. All right. Good. And Elizabeth says awesome. All right. Well, we are at 20 after 11. We have about 40 minutes now. I'm going to come back on the screen. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to shut off the share. Well, let's go up. Okay, so we are going to start with clearing the lungs, and we can start now. We've actually gone through the material that was meant to get through this morning. We've gotten through it a little faster, so we'll start clearings now. Alrighty, no worry either. Thank you. Agree. This is good. Okay. Okay, so we're going to start with clearing satanic or dark energies, and we're going to work on the lungs first. And now I'm going to stop the share. So we're going to look at the work on the lungs, satanic or dark energies, Lucifer stops, soul contracts, demonic evil spirit curses, cycles, and timelines. So this is what we're clearing, and we're clearing it related to lungs. So let's just go ahead. I'm going to put it in the chat box, and I'm going to come back so you can see my face. So here we go. There we go. Did I get that in there? No. Nope. There we go. All righty, no worries either way. Thank you. Okay. All right, so what we're doing is working on improving the lungs for everybody on the call. And we're starting with the field of amplification. And then you can also test. So, for example, we're going to do satanic or dark energy. Does everybody in the class have some satanic or dark energy in their lungs? No. Six people in the class have satanic or dark energy in the lungs. Does anyone in the class have Lucifer stops, which would be the next clearing? And I get 13 people have Lucifer stops related to lung health. And then does anybody in the class have soul contracts? Does everybody in the class have soul contracts related to lungs? Yes. 300 billion on soul contracts. Demonic curses? $20 billion. Evil spirit curses? $110 billion. Satanic curses? Just over $1 million. Cycles? How many people are affected by cycles related to lungs? How many people on the call? Not how many people on the planet. I'm getting too big of a number here. How many people on the call are having cycles related to lungs? 9 people. And how many cycles are we clearing for all the people on the call? 73 cycles. And timelines. How many people on the call have timelines related to poor function in lungs? 14. And how many time bombs are there for the people on the call? 740. Okay.
So I know you probably didn't see my hand. I was just muscle testing and asking the question. And that's part of the grace of this technique, is that you can just directly ask the question and then get the answer. So this will be something that will be good for a lot of the people on the call, but there might be a couple people who don't have lung issues, and this will be a learning, it'll be a training. And you want to just do the quantum pump, and we can also test based on those billions and thousands and all those different aspects. I can ask with my experience, how many minutes is it going to take to clear this? About 33 minutes to clear this. So we're going to pump for a while. And you may start feeling shifts in the body, and you may start feeling movement. You may actually feel some pain. My hand is moving a different way. It's moving, like for the class, your hand is moving this way. Your hand is moving that way. Yeah. And I'm going to do my everybody hand movement. This everybody hand movement. Very good. Alex, do you check for hidden energies when you do this? I usually find that I have hidden stuff. Well, we do energies. I don't check for hidden energies because the list is so comprehensive. When we go through the whole list, it's 22 items, and then there's also the list of spiritual parasites that we can go through too. So, but you could. I don't discourage you from, if you know to do something that works for you, you know, do that. I tend to like to define what we're doing. But I could see that. Are there hidden energies that we've missed in this lung clearing? I get a no, but maybe. If it works for you and you're using the whole list, as you're getting trained this week, you're going to get all the different lists of clearings. You might discover that there aren't hidden energies once you've gotten through the entire list. So let's see how it goes. But for now, go ahead and if you want to double check on anything and you want to clear any hidden energies, go for it. Like we won't be clearing spiritual parasites today. That's not on our list of clearings. So there'll be things that very likely, from my aspect, I clean you guys out, so you're going to be feeling really good, but there might be some things that aren't cleared, like spiritual parasites, that will be hopefully cleared out. We're clearing to zero on spiritual parasites on the day that we do clearings on spiritual parasites. Let's see, and I can tell you what day that is. DNA is tomorrow, so that's great. We'll spend the whole day with DNA. And day three is spiritual parasites, and that's a wonderful day. It's grueling, but it's wonderful. We're clearing all day long. So much love in that day. Day four is the karma and emotional freedom. Day five is wealth mastery. Day six is illumination, so we actually devote the morning to prayer and really divine connection. And then we start our cellular neogenesis in the afternoon. And day seven is cellular neogenesis. So about a day and a half on regeneration. So you're really going to get a very thorough training on how the body regenerates. Great, Alex. Be really fun for me is to have an image of each of you when you're chatting, like in Facebook where we can see your face, because I can't see you and you can see me. will be super fun. And then I get to know you by your face, too, not just by your name. I'll have to check that out and see if our technology will allow that. I don't think so, because it's got a little chat icon instead of a person icon there. But that would be cool. Hopefully they'll improve it. Maybe we'll ask the technology guys, the webinar people, webinar jam people, if they can add that component so you guys can have a face. So what we're doing right now is just clearing the lungs, clearing amplification, clearing perception, and clearing emotions for the lungs. Elizabeth, I'm just so thankful that I signed up for this class. I feel I won the lottery and got anointed. Thank you, love, love, love. I'm so glad you signed up for this class. You know, one of the things that I've loved about this class, we just haven't been able to fill it the way I thought there would be hundreds of people coming in. Is that I don't hold anything back. I want you to have all of the information. So everything I know, I want you to know. And unlike some of the trainers I've worked with who you can't keep having to sign up for another class and another class, I try to give you as much as you can possibly integrate. And I'm just interested in this 5 million mind, reaching this 5 million minds so that the tipping point changes and that things get better for all of humanity as quickly as possible. So, yay! My friend Jack Canfield said to me that you have to train people, and so here we are. And I love doing the online classes. They're so much fun for me. The essence. We're coming up with some new ones, full body ownership, the energy body. There's breast health class coming up. A bunch of new classes. Well, while we're pumping away on the lungs, let me tell you. We've got full body ownership. 100% new class is the end of August. Full body ownership starts on the 8th of September. Energy body starts on the 10th of September. We have the wealth class, which is incredible. Quantum clearings, your complete guide to removing soul contracts. That's what we're doing all day today. So you, that would be a review class if you wanted to do that. But then the wealth class is going on the whole month of October. Sound of Truth and the Freedom from Spiritual Parasites class is going on in October. Beautiful from the Inside Out, weight loss and illumination in December. We have a lot of new stuff coming up, a lot of beautiful stuff coming up. So every Tuesday and Thursday there'll be classes if you want to plug in. And then in January the Ruby level will start, so that's the year-long program for the immersion training. That's normal, Charlotte. Back and lungs feeling tired and sluggish. As we start the clearing, things are going to be coming out. And so one of the possibilities is to feel achy or sluggish or tired. So that is a very normal response. You getting your SIP 16 in? We could talk about that. The brain doesn't have the bladder up there. It doesn't have a capacity to retain water, so you need to be drinking 2 to 4 ounces every half an hour. Drink half of your body weight in ounces every day. But let's see, I just drank this, so it's not a sparkly clean glass. I just had some juice out of here, but this is about 4 or 5 ounces, and it's about what you want to drink every half hour. The SIP 16 method, and that helps with the neurotransmitters working better in the brain. It also helps with stabilizing hormones. A lot of times we deprive our body of water, and one of the negative results of that is that your hormones get really out of whack. You need enough hydration, new hydration, not the fluid that's already in the body, but new hydration, to have the chemicals work properly in your body. So you want to be drinking more water if you have problems with body chemistry. Yeah. Let's see here. I'll turn this a little. Words cannot describe how grateful I am for you and for the information you're sharing with us. This is truly incredible information, and I'm crazy excited to learn. Fantastic, Alex. And Crystal, 5 million is such a vision. Also so happy being part of the movement. And you match the roses now. I do match the roses now. It's funny. I could put some more pink lipstick on, too, and then it would be really good. So we're just pumping away and clearing the lungs. You know, there was an old song from the 60s. I don't know how many of you are leftover hippies. But I was born in 57, believe it or not. And one of the songs that we used to sing, kind of a radical song, wasn't radical at all. It was a Flower Child song. Was, "One man's hands can't tear a prison down. Two men's hands can't tear a prison down, but if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see that day come round. We'll see that day come round." And that's kind of it. It's when group mind is aligned, and we have enough group mind that understands that our body regenerates and that we're meant to live hundreds of years, and really accepting and, you know, honoring our original design and really being able to live in some kind of new freedom. That's when it all happens. So group mind is so important to really change the whole planet. I mean, we can change ourselves one by one, which is wonderful. And then the next step, of course, is to really get it done globally. Yep. Can we use both hands at the same time? Does it make a difference? Yes, you can do both hands, and sometimes it makes a difference, and you can do both feet. I had some sweet gals from East India come in to my last immersion training, and they were using their feet and their hands. They were pumping, and the feet do about 70% of what the hands do. Ooh, and I do feel a few of you, so that did help. So, yeah, use both hands if you want. Use your feet. Paddle your feet if you want to. Amen, and so it is from Deb. Yay.
Jyoti, right now we're really exclusively cleaning you up. So that is, we're cleaning you. You can clean up your family, and what I discovered is that if everybody had the intention of cleaning all their family members, it would take us kind of hours to clear up. So I've set the class to just, you know, really be able to move you guys through, but you'll have the skill to do your family members easily whenever you want. So we're just not going to do like 50 family members. That happened in one of my trainings where people started, everybody wanted to do all their family members, and then we were there for hours working on one thing. So rather than do that, we're just, I've got you set at just the class people are getting the clearings. But yes, do it for your family. That would be wonderful. Okay, let's see. I'm missing hands. Same time. Amen. Good. Thank you. Okay. I think I got everybody. This is fun. Isn't it fun? Are you guys maintaining some good energy while we're clearing? I understand if you've got some movement in your lungs. But this is going to be really, really good. Okay, and we are through the field of amplification. So let's go back here. So we did all of amplification, and perception is group mind virus, curses, black magic, atheist energy, cycles, timelines, and the etheric body, trauma from past lives. So are we through perception? We're about 60% through with perception at this point. So we're doing good. This is a mystery to us, but we think there's 19 people in this class. We've got people on the phone line, and we've got people on the webcast. So in the class right now, on the live stream, we have 17, but three of those are me and my people, so 14 people. And we've seen three and four people on the phone lines at different times, so I don't know. And there is a notion that there's a couple people that it's are in Australia that might not be able to get here until the second half of the class because it's completely middle of the night. So what we think is there are 19 students and then three staff. So that would make whatever. But 19 students are getting the clearings. So that is the answer. Well, on the other hand, we have three administrators, and now we have 17 attendees. So let's see. Keep pumping. Don't stop pumping anyone. Yeah, I don't see all of you. I've got to put my chat box back up. There we go. Getting goosebumps since I started the feet pumping. Thank you. Oh, that's cool, Jyoti. I have a lot of stuff moving in my feet. Wonderful, Elizabeth. Okay, we're doing good. We're doing good. So we have about 13 minutes left, and let's see, are we going to get through this clearing? It might be another few minutes to get completely through this clearing after, but we're going to start our break right at the hour, just so it just simplifies things. Also, we only have audio capacity for a four-hour recording. So right at the hour, we'll stop, and we'll have a half an hour break. That's a lunch break,
And then we'll come back and we'll go for another period of time. We'll have some breaks in the afternoon too. But if you'd like to, you can keep pumping for another 4 or 5 minutes into the break. And then we'll set the recording, and we have confirmed, like I said, we'll have the audios, which will probably be broken into anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, MP3s, so that you'll have them to review. So, very good. You know, while we're clearing, why don't we do, if you know the Triambakam mantra, why don't we do that? I'll type it out first. Keep pumping. Okay, that's how I hear it. That is not the proper Sanskrit spelling. But some of you have been following me for a while, so let's go ahead and do the Triambakam mantra 10 times through. And this mantra is also for creation and destruction. So it's a Shiva mantra, and was taught to me in India by Guruji Keshavadas, who had people who had stopped the progression of cancer and lived more than a decade after they were diagnosed as going to die in a month. So let's do this mantra. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam
Urvar Rukamivar Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya. You just take a few minutes to feel the shifts going on in your lungs and feel the shifts going on in your body, feeling more connected, more part of Source, part of that divine quantum field, feeling radiantly blissful. Oh, good, Charlotte. Glad to hear. Back and lungs feeling much better. It's fantastic. You know, it's interesting. You do the chanting and it speeds things up a lot. So we've taken a few minutes off of the time, so you probably won't have to pump when we go into the break. So that'll be good. Yeah, that chanting is really good. I talk about the sound of truth, and that is one of the programs that we have on the website. It's 15 mantras, and you think about the Vedic mantras or the Sanskrit mantras. Sanskrit is actually the sound of truth, so when you say the word itself is what it says. So whatever the word is the vibration of what it says. I have a feeling that saying anything in Sanskrit is probably going to be very, very empowering. And then the Trayambakam mantra is beautiful. We'll use it on the Day of Regeneration. So it's a really beautiful mantra for regeneration and for clearing illness. So that's how you would use that mantra. Oh, good. Deb loves chanting. Yeah, it's very wonderful. Excuse me. Clearing energy here. Much lighter since the chanting. Yeah, thank you. I noticed that too. It just really raised the energy of the class quite a bit. So really sweet. So pretty and uplifts the spirit and energy. Nice, Crystal. While we're doing our last few minutes before the break, let me talk to you a little bit about contemplation and glory and, you know, really being able to tap into Christ consciousness in a powerful way. And these mantras take us right there, don't they? So they take us into that bliss state. I know it's hard for me to kind of like stay present with you because I want to go let myself and my body just kind of drop into that bliss state again. And I love that, and I'm here to teach you, so I'm staying here. So one of the things that you want to really be thinking about is you think about manifesting the divine of you or the God of you, the God self of you, is that it's very important to take time to reflect in quiet reflection or quiet meditation where I require that you do the guided meditations daily when you're doing regeneration because it really transforms things and takes you into the quantum field. But there's also this place of just going into yourself. And if God exists in everything, and if you allow yourself, create time, perhaps like me, sit out on your balcony, your bedroom balcony, under the stars every night, for a while and just observe the God of you, the love of you, without active thinking, with just being present to the presence, present to the presence. Maybe it's the presence of Christ and Mary and the divine, but maybe it's just the presence of bliss, the presence of love. You'll be able to really elevate and lift yourself because you're not actually doing anything. You're connecting with your divinity. You're allowing for that. And in our busy, active culture, one of the goofy things we do is not give ourselves time to connect with our own divine self or the divine. And by not doing that, we prevent ourselves from the illumination experience, from transitioning to a higher expression of self. The body stays kind of traumatized, and the spirit can't wait to get out of the body. Any chance it has, it vamooses. So if you're activating and you're experiencing your God self on a daily basis, where you're sitting in quiet reverie, allowing that which is all pervasive, all permeating, all love, all bliss, all joy, all happiness, to be you, to be the light in yourselves, to exist as you. That is the path towards this enlightened, awakened state of Christ consciousness. Okay, I see some comments. Oh, Roxanne, we have this on the Sound of Truth, too, so it's all written out carefully, and you can listen to it. There's 16 hours of mantra chanting, if you like that kind of thing, which I do. So Sound of Truth is the program it's in. Elizabeth, I love the mantra, and I have it on repeat on my PC during the night, and my cat loves it, too. She has been much more strong and playful since I got her in June. Love, love, love. Wonderful. Yeah. Sound of Truth, I had my sound man. I recorded a four-minute piece on each of the mantras. So I would chant it. It has a kind of a temple sound to it. I recorded it in the sound studio. We were able to actually replicate what it was like when I was chanting in the Indian temples. And people said, well, I want it on a loop. And I thought, well, we can give you an hour of each one. So you get 60 minutes on each of the 15 mantras. And then you get all of the mantras also. So there's actually 16 hours. If you wanted to just allow them to stream, that you can do with the Sound of Truth program. That's where you get that. And, you know, I think when I was talking about that sitting in quiet contemplation and allowing the all of everything to be you and to you to be,
that which is and is undefinable, that which has no name, that ever-presence of essence, of light, of love, of bliss. You might pick one idea or concept like glory or revelation or bliss or transmutation or transformation or enlightenment or ascension. And that might be the one thing that you focus on bringing into your being each evening or each morning as you allow yourself really the time to be that, be the glory that is the divine, be the peace that passes all understanding, be the serenity, be the bliss, be the unity of all. So I encourage you to make time for you and to cherish the you of you. I mean, the essence of you is, of course, divine. Okay, we're just up to like another minute of pumping. Let's see where we are. Oh, we've cleared. Also, we've cleared emotions. And I think this is good. Okay, good to go. Okay, so here is the instructions. Take a half hour break, use the bathroom, get something to eat, maybe go for a little walk. We'll be back in a half an hour. And we'll be doing clearings the rest of the day. So we'll be working on, next one will be allergies. And I will consider a few requests. So we'll probably get through three or four of them. Okay, so I'll just put that image back up that says we're on a break. And I'll see you in half an hour. I love you guys. See you in a little bit.